Well, there's lots of questions here about the Oklahoma GOP senator, like this one from Benton
Blankford.
Collins.
Yeah.
What's your input in regarding the Oklahoma GOP senator who voted yay for the border bill? He is a slick operator, for he prayed at the congressional prayer breakfast.
Oh yeah. I mean they're all playing their Christian coalition part. Oh yeah, but they're rotten to the core when all is said and done. Just goes to show how much more rotten he is. Look, the Republicans were winning on this issue astronomically leading into this week. I mean, just again, all the polls. Trump has a 25-point lead according to the latest poll that just dropped, the NBC poll. 25-point lead on the border over Biden. This vast majority of the country, 70%, wants the border secured. They want an end to the illegal crossings, and the supermajority blame Biden for it. But first, gang, let me ask you, are you ultra MAGA? Do you want to show your patriotism as a card-carrying Trump supporter? Well, then before you do anything else, you've got to click on the link below and get your very own collectible Trump cards. Gang, these are amazing. Patriots played their anti-globalist Trump card against the left in 2016, and we're getting ready to play it again in 2024. And what better way to show your support for Trump's re-election than with these amazing collectible pieces of Trump art? These cards have a limited supply, so don't wait. Only 2,500 sets of these have been made, and they're going to come with a certificate of authenticity, verifying you own an original set. These make great gifts for any MAGA patriot in your life. And if you buy two sets, you also get a bonus gold Trump 2024 card absolutely free. These physical cards are high quality. They're made in America. They're highly collectible. But again, there's only a limited supply. So don't wait. By the time you're a member, they're likely to be gone. So click the link below right now and get your Trump cards today. So naturally, a Senate Republican has to do something like this, because we can't have that. Because the donors that write checks for both Republicans and Democrats want open borders, and the borders are getting the border issue is getting way too uncomfortable for them. And it looks like Trump is going to absolutely crush Biden in 2024. So we got to mess up this apple cart some way, shape, or form. We got to mess it all up. So make no mistake, Lankford is working with the Democrats to thwart Trump here. Make no mistake. He's trying to interrupt the obvious momentum that Trump and the Republicans have gained on this issue. And he's trying to slow the bleeding for Biden so as to be able to keep this thing from getting out of control. Trump could still win, but at least he doesn't win by as much. Right. Biden could still lose, but hey, the Democrats maintain control of the Senate. It's all about keeping it under control. That's all this thing is for. Nothing more. Nobody's taking this seriously. You know that. I was actually just reading a very interesting, I think it was on Red State. I forget on which platform. And the guy was just like, no one's taking this bill seriously. No one thinks this is going to pass. This bill wasn't meant to pass. If it was, they would have already made all the deals in the back rooms before they rolled it out. That's how you know it was meant to pass. It was there in order to try to slow down the momentum that Trump and the Republicans have been gaining over the issue. That's what it was meant to do. It was meant to have 24/7 news coverage to say, oh, we could stop the border invasion. Al Sharpton used the term border invasion today. We can stop the border invasion, if you can believe it, they're talking this way, if only the Republicans would get on board with this bill. So this just obfuscates what was up until today, a very, very clear narrative of Biden destroying the border and Republicans trying to rescue it, with 70% of the public being behind the Republicans. So Lankford is a plant, as it were. He's not plant in the sense of like a Manchurian candidate. He gets stroked very big checks. He's worth $15 million right now. How does a senator get $15 million on a $100,000 salary? I hope you enjoyed that clip of my Monday night Insiders Club live stream. Join us live next week by clicking on the link in the description below and joining the coalition of patriots worldwide building a parallel economy to return to our roots of faith, family, and freedom. Click below right now.